A new political hub for crypto and finance, the intersection of cryptocurrency, traditional finance, and politics, was on full display recently at a high-profile event hosted by the Trump family.
The inaugural gathering for their crypto initiative brought together a notable mix of executives from both the digital asset and traditional finance, TradFi sectors at the iconic Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida.
This event marked a significant step in the evolving relationship between the crypto industry and established financial and political power structures, signaling a shift toward greater collaboration and legitimacy for cryptocurrencies.
The gathering served as a unique networking opportunity, creating a space where industry leaders could connect directly with key figures from Washington.
Attendees included prominent crypto entrepreneurs, executives from established financial giants, and members of Congress and financial regulators.
This convergence of stakeholders highlights a broader trend: the growing effort to bridge the gap between the innovative but often scrutinized crypto industry and the traditional corridors of financial and political power.
For crypto executives, such access provides a chance to advocate for clearer regulations and foster a more favorable legislative environment.
For traditional finance leaders, it represents an opportunity to engage with the disruptive forces shaping the future of money and assets.
Bridging the digital and traditional worlds, the choice of venue itself is symbolic.
Mar-a-Lago has become more than a private club. It is a symbol of political influence and a gathering place for those seeking to shape policy.
By hosting this event there, the Trump family's platform is positioning itself at the center of the conversation about cryptocurrency's role in the American economy.
This location underscores the event's significance as a meeting ground for power, where the boundaries between private enterprise, public policy, and financial innovation blur.
The event's primary purpose was to facilitate dialogue between crypto and TradFi leaders, as well as policymakers, to foster mutual understanding and collaboration.
For crypto executives, the opportunity to engage with regulators and legislators is critical.
Many in the industry have long faced skepticism from traditional financial institutions and government agencies, which have viewed cryptocurrencies as a threat to established systems.
By participating in such gatherings, crypto leaders can work to address these concerns, demonstrating the potential for cryptocurrencies to coexist with and enhance traditional financial systems.
At the same time, traditional finance executives are recognizing the need to adapt to the rapidly evolving landscape.
The rise of decentralized finance, DeFi, blockchain technology, and digital assets has disrupted traditional models of banking, investment, and asset management.
For established financial institutions, the challenge is to integrate these innovations without compromising their existing frameworks.
The presence of TradFi executives at the Mar-a-Lago event suggests a mutual recognition that the future of finance is likely to be a hybrid one, blending old and new systems.
This hybrid approach could lead to the development of new financial products, regulatory frameworks, and market structures that accommodate both traditional and digital assets.
What this means for the industry events like the Mar-a-Lago gathering signal a maturation phase for the cryptocurrency sector.
Moving beyond its niche, rebellious origins, the industry is now actively courting the legitimacy and stability that come with engagement with traditional institutions and regulators.
This shift reflects a broader trend in the crypto industry's evolution, from a decentralized, anti-establishment movement to a more mainstream, institutionalized sector.
For observers, the key takeaways from such events are about access and influence.
The ability to bring together diverse groups of stakeholders under one roof indicates a powerful convening authority.
As the 2024 election cycle approaches, cryptocurrency regulation and adoption are poised to become even more prominent political issues.
Gatherings like the Mar-a-Lago Mixer demonstrate that industry leaders are not waiting on the sidelines. They are actively seeking a seat at the table where the rules are being discussed and decided.
The event also highlights the growing political salience of cryptocurrency.
As digital assets become more integrated into the global economy, their regulatory status and adoption will increasingly influence policy decisions at the national and international levels.
The involvement of political figures and regulators in such events underscores the potential for cryptocurrency to become a central topic in political discourse, with implications for taxation, financial oversight, and economic policy.
Moreover, the event reflects the industry's strategic shift toward legitimization.
While cryptocurrencies have historically been associated with illicit activities and speculative bubbles, the participation of traditional finance leaders and policymakers signals a move toward institutional acceptance.
This legitimacy could pave the way for broader adoption, as governments and businesses seek to harness the benefits of blockchain technology while mitigating its risks.
The hybrid future of finance is also evident in the increasing collaboration between crypto and TradFi entities.
For example, the development of stablecoins, which are pegged to traditional currencies, represents a bridge between the two worlds.
Similarly, the integration of blockchain technology into traditional financial systems, such as cross-border payments and asset management, is gaining traction.
These innovations suggest that the financial landscape is becoming more interconnected, with cryptocurrencies and traditional assets coexisting rather than competing.
The political and regulatory landscape, the Mar-a-Lago event, also underscores the role of politics in shaping the future of cryptocurrency.
As the industry grows, its regulatory environment will be shaped by the priorities and agendas of policymakers.
The involvement of members of Congress and financial regulators in such gatherings indicates that the political landscape is becoming a critical battleground for the industry's future.
Regulators are tasked with balancing innovation and stability, ensuring that cryptocurrencies do not undermine the integrity of the financial system while fostering technological advancement.
This balancing act is particularly challenging given the decentralized nature of many cryptocurrencies, which operate outside the traditional regulatory framework.
The presence of policymakers at the event suggests that they are actively seeking to understand the industry's potential and risks, with the goal of crafting regulations that promote growth while protecting consumers and financial systems.
The 2024 election cycle is likely to amplify the political significance of cryptocurrency.
As candidates and parties position themselves on economic issues, the regulation and adoption of digital assets will become a key policy topic.
This political engagement could lead to the creation of new regulatory frameworks, tax policies, and market interventions that shape the industry's trajectory.
For crypto leaders, the challenge will be to navigate this evolving political landscape while maintaining the industry's core principles of decentralization and innovation.
At the same time, traditional finance institutions will need to adapt to the changing environment, integrating digital assets into their operations while managing the risks associated with this new paradigm.
Critical takeaways and implications: the Mar-a-Lago event and similar gatherings represent a pivotal moment in the convergence of cryptocurrency, finance, and politics.
The key takeaways from this trend include the following. 1. Industry maturation. The crypto sector is transitioning from a niche, decentralized movement to a mainstream, institutionalized industry.
This maturation is characterized by increased engagement with traditional financial institutions, regulators, and policymakers.
2. Hybrid financial systems. The future of finance is likely to be a hybrid model that integrates traditional and digital assets.
This integration could lead to the development of new financial products, regulatory frameworks, and market structures that accommodate both sectors.
3. Political influence. The growing political salience of cryptocurrency means that its regulation and adoption will increasingly influence policy decisions at the national and international levels.
The involvement of political figures and regulators in such events underscores the potential for cryptocurrency to become a central topic in political discourse.
4. Access and influence. The ability to bring together diverse stakeholders under one roof indicates a powerful convening authority.
As the 2024 election cycle approaches, cryptocurrency regulation and adoption are poised to become even more prominent political issues.
5. Legitimacy and stability. The industry's shift toward legitimization reflects a broader trend of seeking stability and acceptance from traditional institutions.
This legitimacy could pave the way for broader adoption, as governments and businesses seek to harness the benefits of blockchain technology while mitigating its risks.
In conclusion, the Mar-a-Lago event and similar gatherings signal a new era in the relationship between cryptocurrency, traditional finance, and the political forces shaping the future of money.